talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Today, we're going to go to the front lines of history in the making, as always. And today, as always, our third caller will win a T-shirt, Devil Radio T-shirt, custom designed by Crudy himself. And before we go to our show, I'm going to pitch this to Luke. Luke, there was a bad traffic accident in Madison this morning. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I just want to let everybody know that currently the Beltline is shut down eastbound, starting at Rimrock all the way until John Nolan. There was at least a two-car wreck. One of the cars was flipped, and so they were officers and paramedics were at the scene attempting to clear the Beltline so that traffic could go through. But as of now, the Beltline is closed down from Rimrock through the John Nolan exit. So if you're traveling eastbound across Madison today, avoid the Beltline area between Rimrock and John Nolan Drive.
Okay, thank you. Hope everybody is okay on that one. A lot to talk about, but we're going to go right to the COVID relief bill. Passed the House 220 to 211. 220 to 211. There was one Republican who just didn't vote, but it was essentially party line. Not a single Republican voted for it. And I think all but one, maybe two Democrats voted. The 211 Republicans voted against it, and 220 Democrats stood solid and voted for it. It's had immediate favorable impacts. Joe Biden's going to sign it on Friday, and checks are going to go in the mail starting then. And by the end of March, people will get their checks, $1,400 stimulus checks for everybody who in your 2019 tax returns showed $75,000 or less in income, and then slightly less as you get up to $80,000, and then above that, nothing. However, some very good things. American Airlines announced immediately to 13,000 employees, 13,000 American airline employees, that the furloughs that they sent them are withdrawn. American Airlines is back in business. This bill is going to help airlines immensely with their payroll. And as more vaccines end up in more arms, there's going to be more travel. And we're on our way back. We're on our way back. That's 13,000 people, and they're not the only company who are going to hold off on furloughs, rescind furloughs, or even hire more people. If it had not been for this bill, we would have gone into a pandemic recession. We're already in one, in a sense, because of the high rate of unemployment comp claims, but at least there has continued to be some hope, and now that hope has come to fruition because this. For instance, the unemployment comp supplement, $300 a week, it's a supplement, was set to expire Sunday. Now it continues to Labor Day. It gets people through the end of March, April, May, June, July, August to Labor Day. That's a huge shot in the arm for our economy, a huge shot in the arm for our economy. People will be able to afford the food, for one thing, rent. They'll be able to live, and they won't live in poverty until Labor Day, and then we'll reassess. But by then, there's very, very little doubt in my mind, especially with the increase in vaccinations and our approach eventually to herd immunity, that we're going to get back 100%. So kudos, to Joe Biden. Kudos to Nancy Pelosi and her team, her whips, Jim Clyburn, the whip, the number three, Chief Whip, number three in the House, Steny Hoyer, all the committee chairs, and in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, it passed 50 to 49. 50-49. Sullivan of Alaska, Republican, was the only one who didn't vote for some reason. Some people say it's a long plane ride from Alaska. Yes, it is. But on the other hand, he does it for other things. I have a feeling that some of these people know in their hearts, these Republicans, that it was a tactical mistake and a moral mistake to vote against this bill. And this one lay in the weeds. He lay in the weeds up in Alaska, a lot of weeds up in Alaska. Another piece of work, Wicker of Mississippi, Senator Wicker of Mississippi, votes against it with all the Republicans. Then he puts out a press release praising it. He says, this will really help restaurants. And here in Mississippi, we have a lot of restaurants going under. So this will really help restaurants. I'm glad restaurants are going to be helped. Okay, Jack. Okay, Wicker. How dumb do you think people are? You voted against it. So you're right. Of course, it'll help restaurants in Mississippi and everywhere else. But you're going to get there and start crowing like a rooster at dawn because somehow the sun's coming up and you think you brought it up. You voted against the bill. How dumb do you think people are? How dumb do you think people are? However, let's exult. It passed. The economy, I think, is solid till at least Labor Day, and I think beyond that. We're going to the lines. Randy O. of Stoughton, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Randy?
Well, good morning, Matt. I just want to tell you how much I enjoy your show.
And, well, thank you.
I appreciate giving some good information early in the day. The one complaint is you're killing my REM. Nonetheless.
I'm sorry, say that louder, Randy. You're killing what?
You're killing my REM. So, for those that don't know, it's rapid eye movement, killing my sleep. Nonetheless, all jokes aside, I'd like to give those Republicans out there an opportunity to return their stimulus checks. Okay. I don't know how many of them would be willing to do that. But the point you just made about the legislator from Mississippi is how quick they'll start taking credit for this. You know, that's a record instantly.
Right, Randy. You know, the guy doesn't, you know, grass does not grow under his feet, not under Wicker's feet. The minute the House passes it, he sends out a press release. The minute's there, he said, thank God, this will save the restaurants in Mississippi. I'm not kidding. That's what he goes. He doesn't say he voted against it. And so he goes around to the Republican areas of Mississippi. He says, I voted against it. Goes around the Democratic areas of Mississippi. And he says, thank God, this is a terrific thing. It'll save the restaurants. And I think he thinks he can get away with it. And let me tell you something else. There are two themes that the Republicans are adopting right now. Two themes on the COVID bill. One of them is vote against it and then praise it when it passes and take credit for it and see if you can smoke it by enough people. But the second theme is the economic recovery had nothing to do with the stimulus bill. It had to do with Donald Trump. Donald Trump's terrific economic policies that put millions of people out of work. And part of it was COVID, but he was largely responsible for mishandling COVID. He didn't create COVID, but when it came in, he poo-pooed it, said it was like the common flu. It would go away. It's a miracle. It'd be gone by Easter. Put Lysol in your veins with a needle, and some people did and went to the emergency room. Take an anti-malarial drug, hydroxychloroquine. He claimed he did. I think he was lying. And he screwed it up the whole time. But the Republican theme is either the Wicker theme, it's great, even though we voted against it, or this terrific stimulus and the economy is because of Donald Trump. Because of Donald Trump. So, Randy, thank you very much for calling. I appreciate your listening so early in the morning. And great comment about the COVID bill. Really appreciate it. Thank you. Going on back to Washington. Merrick Garland finally got confirmed. Merrick Garland, the attorney general designee, is now the attorney general. 70-30. All 50 Democrats. And of course, of the Democrats, two are independents, theoretically independents, Bernie and then Angus King of Maine. Bernie now says he's a Democrat, before that Democratic Socialist. But the 50 Democratic votes and 20 Republicans, 30 Republicans voted against him. 30 Republicans voted against him. This is a huge development. Remember the big four, of the cabinet, they're well over 20 cabinet members. The big four, because remember something, George Washington didn't have 20 cabinet members. He had an attorney general, a secretary of war, what we call now a secretary of state, foreign secretary, and secretary of the treasury. And his secretary of the treasury, was Alexander Hamilton. I mean, he had some heavy people. Well, they're still the big four. And now they're all smoothed out. We have state filled, we have defense filled, we have treasury filled, and now we have attorney general. And he's going to have to immediately get to work on voter suppression, on overcoming voter suppression. He's immediately going to have to get to work. What do you do with Trump? Right now you have state prosecutors in Manhattan and Atlanta looking to go after him. Do you go after him federally? What are the consequences of going after him federally? Merrick Garland is in the hot seat. He is in the catbird seat. He's not his guy. He's going to call it. He's going to call balls and strikes. He's not going to get political. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
We gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.